USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate continuing to work through the weekend on a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. The bipartisan measure cleared a procedural hurdle yesterday, with 18 Republican senators joining Democrats to advance the bill. South Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Cramer is a fan of the bill, which will provide funding for roads, bridges, broadband internet, and other public works projects.
The fact of the matter is the American public, including the vast majority of Republicans, are very supportive of this. Everybody from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the Business Roundtable to my local convenience stores and labor unions support this bill. We need roads and bridges. We're falling behind our competitors, particularly China, with regard to transportation infrastructure. It is what moves goods and services around the world.
Protests against COVID lockdowns continuing in France for the fourth consecutive weekend. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The California Republican Party has an announcement as far as who they'll be backing in the upcoming recall election of Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom.
The California Republican Party voted Saturday not to make an endorsement in the recall election that could remove Governor Gavin Newsom. About 90% of the party's delegates to a virtual meeting voted not to endorse any of the 24 Republicans on the recall ballot. Party leaders said that they avoided giving any endorsement to prevent alienating supporters of any one candidate. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Census Bureau statisticians and outside experts are trying to unravel a mystery. Why were so many questions about households in the 2020 census left unanswered? Respondents did not respond to many questions about sex, race, Hispanic background, family relationships, and age, even when providing a count of the number of people living in the home. Documents show 10 to 20% of the questions were not answered in the 2020 census. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A tent facility in southern Texas is housing illegal immigrants and continuing to grow as more and more are testing positive for COVID-19 there. The tent facility in McAllen, Texas serves as a drop-off point for illegals who have been released by Customs and Border Protection. It's run by Catholic Charities, and once the illegal immigrants test negative, they are free to leave. Once free to leave, the illegals often end up trespassing on people's property. Allison Anderson recently moved to Del Rio, Texas with her family. She says that she's constantly concerned for the safety of her three daughters amid the worsening border crisis.
All we've seen here is an increase, and what I can say in all the years that I've had personal experience in dealing with illegal aliens, we've never dealt with a single family unit. Three nights ago, there was a group at our next door neighbor's house circling the vehicles and tapping on their daughter's bedroom window. There's no females out here, there's no children out here, and there are absolutely no family units out in this way. It's all mostly single males that are traveling in groups. It's unacceptable. No one here should be afraid of, you know, having their kids play in their yard or riding their bikes down the street. And none of my neighbors should be fearful of going out to water their plants in the morning or the evening and being able to sleep at night.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.